Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I will never get duped again. I got a big ass.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty, Mike Dunleavy coming up in a half hour, 1:15. General manager of the Golden State Warriors is going to join us. You know, how about this for it being a small world, Goo?
All right.
You know, Mike Dunleavy's dad coached at Tulane.
I just pictured him on the sideline coaching the Lakers.
Or the
dad.
Clippers, yeah.
Yeah.
Or the Bucks.
Tulane, yeah.
Coached Tulane for a couple years.
Boy, they were bad yesterday.
They won.
Yeah.
Okay. So every year the NBA has a GM poll. They survey all the GMs and they ask them all kinds of questions about the upcoming season, and you get an indication of what the league thinks might happen in the upcoming year.
Yeah.
So
I think they take this serious. So no jealousy, nothing.
All right.
Man, I got to read a text from Bonte before we get out of here.
Okay. Which team will win the 2026 finals?
That's easy. OKC.
How many percent? What percent of GMs have predicted OKC is going to win it all?
I'm going 87.
80.
Damn.
80%.
Right. Okay.
Last year, 83 had the Celtics going.
All right.
So they were wrong.
I like that. Okay.
They were wrong last year. Who's going to win the MVP?
Jokic.
67%.
Do we got anybody behind him?
Yeah. I'm sure.
Who's second?
Luka, 10%.
Wow, I was going to go SGA.
Shea, 8.
Where's Steph?
Victor Wembanyama, 7%. And then also receiving votes, Giannis, Anthony Edwards, and Donovan Mitchell.
Mm. Yeah. All right, okay. I got you.
In other words, Steph's not on that
one. All right, I got you.
But you know what? I mean, honestly, there's four... That's only 7 guys. I think last year he was like, might have finished like 8th or 10th, so it's not that stark.
Yeah.
If you were starting a franchise today, what player would you take? Starting a franchise today.
This is stupid.
You're right, it isn't close.
Yeah, I got you. Wemby.
Yep, Wembanyama, 83%.
But that's low, 83? Who's second?
Shea. And Nikola Jokic is third at 3%.
Wow.
All right, here's a good one.
Denver's going to be good, better.
This is a good one.
Okay.
Which player forces opposing coaches to make the most adjustments? Now, your boy belongs on this one, I'll be honest.
And I'm going with him.
He's third. Curry is third, 13%.
All right, I'm going to go Jokic.
Yeah, 57%. And then Giannis.
Damn, at 17. Giannis?
Curry, Doncic, and then Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Now, that's a hell of a list to be on, right? I mean, that's saying something without saying it. No, you're not MVP, but boy, you are a problem.
Now, this is a great one.
Okay.
Which player is most likely to have a breakout season? So it's going to be a younger player.
All right, I got a name.
All right.
Keegan Murray.
Keegan Murray is not on the list. Ooh. Not on the list.
Damn, goo.
The guy who's number one.
Is it my guy that got traded to Phoenix? Jalen Green?
No. Hmm. Yes, Jalen Green has also received votes.
Oh,
Jalen Green.
He ain't up there at the top.
I want to give you a hint.
Okay.
But I don't. Do you know who it is, Evan? Have you looked at the list yet? Okay, it's a. He really started to emerge at the end of last year. We got an up-close look at him late in the season. Postseason.
Oh, Thompson.
Amen Thompson. Amen Thompson.
Right. So that's a good one. To the Bay. All right.
Then a couple others. Brandon Miller, Charlotte.
Oh, man. He quietly had okay year, man.
Asar Thompson.
Man.
Detroit. Wembanyama. And then Franz Wagner. And then a bunch of guys. Avdija in Portland. Stephon Castle. Jalen Johnson in Atlanta.
All right.
Maxey in Philly. My guy Alex Saar in Washington. Shengun. Reed Shepard.
No Kuminga.
Reed Shepard. Jabari Smith. Zion Williamson. Others receiving.
Man, he looks good right now, Zion.
Last year.
Who was it?
Interesting. The player who got the most votes last year to break out, Jalen Williams.
Man.
You got to say he probably did that.
No, he did. He definitely did.
All right. Who's the best point guard in the end? Okay, so now they go through the positions, but they clearly didn't put guys in certain positions.
Well.
I mean, one guy's on the list like four times.
I know.
All right.
He's your guy. He's your guy.
Best point guard in the league.
And this is when healthy. Jamal Murray.
Oh, heavens, no.
He ain't even on the list?
No.
Now, come on.
Give it to me.
It's Luka.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, all right. 73.
No, that was bad. That was a bad miss. I had him at 10.
Let me ask you a question. If I said, what positions does Doncic play, what would you say?
All of them. Study, that's why I didn't even look at Luka as a PG, man.
They're calling him he got 17% of the point guard votes. Curry was third at 7. Halliburton was fourth.
All right.
Now, this is the interesting part. Shooting guard. Who's the best shooting guard in the NBA, according to GMs? Come on. don't overthink it. Shooting guard, Goo.
Well, now I'm doing the position.
Yeah, shooting guard. He's a two. He's a clear-cut two. Anthony Edwards.
Well.
70%. Donovan Mitchell. Luka Doncic. Some people consider him a two. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And then somebody's got Steph Curry.
I was about to be man. All right.
Interesting.
Real quick, guys, some 49ers practice updates. Mac Jones is throwing, which he was not seen yesterday doing. He was working on the side. Brock Purdy's a DNP. He's doing side work again. Ricky Pearsall, also a DNP. And Juwan Jennings is practicing.
Okay. Good.
Why does the Pearsall thing just bother me, man? Because he's good, but he can't stay healthy, and now he's missing another game. But go ahead. I like
to. Well, I'm trying to answer why that bothers you. Because you like to see the Niners have success, and Pearsall's a part of it, and he's fun to watch.
Yeah, and there it is.
No malice there.
No.
Absolutely not. Best power forward in the end. Like, I thought this guy was a center. Evan Mobley's a power forward?
Yeah.
They have Giannis, 93%. So everybody's got Giannis.
Right.
And then center, obvious, Jokic.
Where's Embiid on there?
He didn't show up on any survey under any.
How about Sabonis?
No, I haven't seen him yet.
Damn.
How about this? Who had the best offseason? What team?
Oh, Denver.
Denver's third on the GM survey list. I'll tell you what.
Oh, I got it. Portland.
Portland not on the list.
Come on, man.
I got to tell you, this team, a lot of people are high on them, and I'm not sure why.
East or West?
The Atlanta Hawks.
Well.
50% of GMs think they've made the best overall moves in the offseason.
What was their best one?
I guess Porzingis.
Yeah.
And they got Nikhil Alexander-Walker. Nice pickup.
I like him, but Good luck with Porzingis trying to stay healthy.
I think they're going
to
get Jalen Johnson back. I think he was hurt a little bit. Denver to Orlando Magic. What was their big move?
Remember, they made the trade. They got Bane.
Oh, they got
Bane.
That's right.
Yeah.
They traded him for Caldwell Pope?
And Anderson's son.
Like four firsts.
Yeah. And I like the little point
guard.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, Cole Anthony.
Yeah, I like it. Cole Anthony.
Which one player will make the biggest impact on this new team? Durant.
Yeah.
Followed by Desmond Bane. And then a Cooper Flagg, Drew Holiday, Miles Turner.
J. Kidd had Cooper Flagg point forward.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a fun one. The most underrated player acquisitions of the offseason.
I'm going with Anthony to, and who else went with Anthony?
Well, Bane. Bane is the number one here on this list.
And I like that for Orlando.
Orlando.
They were starving for shooting, man. But I like what Memphis got back. It wasn't just Anthony. Who else went with Caldwell Pope? Did they get Caldwell Pope?
Memphis is not on the list. Cam Johnson.
He can play.
They think was the second most impactful. Porzingis, then Lonzo Ball, John Collins.
Oh, damn, Lonzo made it.
Dorian Finney-Smith.
Dude, but Porzingis, man, he's so good, but he doesn't stay healthy, Steiny. That one year he did, they won it. Porzingis.
Yeah. Who's going to be the most improved team?
Portland.
Not on the list.
Come on!
They won 36 games last year.
Well, okay.
So even at like 500, I think, would be a good year for them. It's only five. The Magic. The Magic are expected to take the biggest leap, then the Hawks, Spurs, Sixers, and Pelicans.
The Magic made the playoffs.
I guess they think they can make some noise.
And what is San Antonio? Do you know what their win total was off the top?
Remember,
well, they were vying for the.
They were tanking.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say that. But
they were tanking.
They were on the Warriors review for a minute. Remember?
How about this one?
Yeah.
Most surprising move of the offseason. Problem is these moves aren't fresh in our minds, so it, like some of them you kind of forgotten about.
Give me the number one.
And it involves a Bay Area product. The most surprising move of the offseason involves a Bay Area product.
Kuminga staying put?
Nope. Damian Lillard.
Oh.
The Bucks waving and stretching Damian Lillard, and he's
back. He won't even
play
this year, man.
Miles Turner. Who went to Milwaukee.
All right.
Second most surprising.
What about Looney to New Orleans? Did you laugh at that? I'm rooting for the Pels, man.
Well, it says move. Atlanta-New Orleans draft day trade. And the Celtics breaking up their core. Also receiving votes. Ayton to the Lakers. Michael Porter Jr. to Brooklyn. Dennis Schroeder to Sacramento. And there he is! Young Hanson! Young Hanson!
Oh, you guys,
that
man.
That guy fouled out in 14 minutes.
Dude.
He's active.
Get it out your system, E. It's
very,
the preseason.
He's very active.
What about Coach of the Year? Do they got to give me some coaching?
Okay, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app and coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. How about, that's a Cooper Flagg. They're all Cooper Flaggs. Rookie.
Dallas, man. Watch out when they get healthy.
This was an interesting one because I didn't really. They said, who's the best international player who's not in the NBA? And the guy's name is Sasha Vezenkov. Did he play with Sacramento like a few years back? Okay, thank you. Isaac Bonga. CeeDee
Osmond.
So why
didn't he stick?
He probably wasn't playing enough for his liking. I want to say he played in a game against the Warriors in that playoffs.
Would have been Valanciunas if the Nuggets let him go.
That's true. Defensive player of the year. Okay, this is the one I'm going to jump down to the bottom.
Okay, go ahead.
Because this is the one. This is what rule regarding play, schedule, draft lottery, playoff format, roster construction, most needs to change in the NBA? So what if you could change?
I would go NFL. Whoever's got the worst record, you get the number one. I'm done with the lottery.
Okay.
That's where I'm at. I think it's rigged anyway.
Okay, that's fair. This is what it says about the changes to the draft that they want. Draft schedule. They want to go back. 20% want to go back to one day only. Only the lottery on day one, and the lottery should happen after free agency. Then the schedule, wait, what did you say again? Draft system?
Yeah, like whoever the worst record get the NFL.
That wasn't one on the list.
Damn.
How about this one? I like this one. You can't draft in the top six 3 consecutive years.
But why?
Because losing should not be rewarded.
Ooh. Yeah, wow.
What do you think of that?
Wow, man, that's tough.
But that means you can only tank 2 years, really.
Basically.
I mean, but what if someone gets hurt?
Yeah.
You can't reward losing.
Or you just stink.
Here's some other things. How about this one? Game flow. Continuous and faster reviews.
Oh, my God. It's everywhere.
Now, this is interesting. Hockey-style substitutions.
So that's mass. You know, they do the whole line change. So it'd be like 5 come in, 5
I guess
gone.
You'd have to stay in the backcourt.
You could take time after a made basket.
Yeah.
How about this one?
They miss me. They're not like coming in the game.
Somebody wants, 15% want no live ball timeouts.
I'm kind of, remember how they did.
So I think after a basket then you could call it. Yeah. Well, the clock keeps running.
Shout
up until the last 2 minutes of the quarter, though, don't
God.
They?
Yeah.
Some people want, how about this one? No disqualification on the 6th foul.
No,
you get one
nah.
shot and
nah.
the ball.
No, nah, hell no. Nah. You know how many people would start hacking?
Well,
hacking is an art, but.
Right, but you're giving up.
Oh, okay.
The penalty is worse.
But you need to be out the game, though.
Well, if Draymond Green commits his 6th foul, he can stay in the game.
Yeah.
And then if he fouls somebody.
Who would you like, just with the history of the game, would you want that?
But this is
George McGinnis and everything. You foul out, you're out. Nobody, you think I got 8 fouls.
I mean, a lot of people do think it's strange that basketball is the only sport where you can get thrown out for, like, fouls. Not on sport, you know, you just 6 fouls and you're gone.
But that gets your attention. I got 2 early fouls. Sometimes it messes up the game, start,
it's a
sit
poll.
Out. But,
just read the poll results.
Hey, but, Ace Bailey didn't come up on any.
Yeah, he did.
You didn't read him. That dude might have something, man.
He came up second to.
That dude's a baller, man. I can't
find him now. Oh, how about this one? Oh, this is a great one. Which active player will make the best head coach someday?
Well, that's not even close.
Who?
It is close because I was thinking of something else.
Chris Paul II. Chris Paul.
I'm saying Draymond.
Draymond not on the list.
Damn.
This is a good one. Mike Conley.
Mm.
Although I think he's
going to
fade into the oblivion, I think.
So far, 2 point guards, right?
T.J. McConnell.
3.
Fred VanVleet.
4.
Garrett Temple. Interesting.
Yeah.
Drew Holiday. Others receiving votes.
No big man.
How about this? Others
Patrick
receiving
Ewing
votes.
Syndrome.
Former Warrior Kyle Anderson. Slow-mo. Here's the one that, which coach won, which head coach runs the best offense? Which head coach runs the best offense?
Oh, it's Steve Kerr.
He's 4th. Tied with Mark Daniel.
Okay, wow. The best. Let me see. Jason Kidd?
Rick Carlisle.
Oh, man. Is Kidd on the list?
Who?
Kidd.
No. And Carlisle won it last year.
You're
Kenny Atkinson.
Wow.
2nd.
I'm going to say it's Donnie Chauncey.
No. And Ty, obviously Ty for 2nd. He's not. He's low in this is Chris Finch, clearly. He's tied for 2nd ahead of Kerr and Daniel. Also way ahead of Mike Brown, Tyronn Lue, Quinn Snyder, and even Spoelstra. Wow.
Man still got a job, boy.
Which Who's the best head coach in the NBA?
Finchie?
No, he didn't get any votes.
Oh.
No.
Spoelstra, number one.
Yeah.
Daigneau, number two.
How did Spoelstra handle the Jimmy Butler situation, though?
It wasn't his call.
That's a demerit.
It wasn't his call.
But you got to come down a notch, Daigneau, or two. You were supposed to fix that. That's why Phil was so great.
Head coaches don't fix that.
You think?
Not under Pat Riley. You get your directives from Pat Riley said, hey, Eric, this one out.
You get your directive.
You
wow.
coach the team. Most versatile defender in the NBA. Most versatile
Giannis.
Defender.
Giannis.
Third. This is interesting.
Most versatile. Draymond.
Draymond.
Oh, boy.
Second.
Okay. Not one?
Nope. Man, people are high on this guy.
Evan, help me.
Most versatile defender. Got the most votes.
Giannis.
Amen Thompson.
Oh, there it is. And Evan told me that earlier. Damn.
By the way, it's Daigneau.
I like Daigneau. It's his friend.
No, call him his name.
I just won't. You know what? I'll just never refer to him again because he's not worth referring to. That team can coach itself. Amen Thompson, Draymond Green, Giannis, Dyson Daniels, Evan Mobley, Wembanyama, AJ Anunoby, OG Anunoby, Lou Dort.
The Dortcher Chamber.
Lou Dort. So there you go.
Bam.
Boy, just no. Spoelstra wins managing and motivating people. Who makes the best in-game adjustments?
Well, that's Kerr.
Did not receive any votes.
Give me the list.
Ty Lue.
Oh, come on. Ty can coach now.
Ty Lue.
I like that.
Daigneault. Carlisle, Spoelstra, Atkinson, Finch. Udoka.
Ime.
Who's got the best defensive scheme? The Oklahoma coach again. Best assistant coach. Nobody cares. All right.
Who was on the best defensive scheme? Oh, who was second and third?
Defensive scheme. Daigneau. Say it again. Daigneau.
Give me my Bickerstaff had to show up on that.
Daigneau.
Bickerstaff. Detroit.
Udoka. Second best defensive scheme. Because remember, he gave the Warriors fits. Yeah. Remember, he had the Warriors complaining about they found too much.
Well, he was also the one that lost to the Warriors up 2-1 in the final.
Spoelstra, Ty Lue, Joe Mazzulla, Bickerstaff, Chris Finch.
All right, Vicky made it.
There we go. All right. We got Mike Dunleavy coming up on the other side, general manager of the Golden State Warriors. And the Warriors have played two exhibition games. And
I got to read this to you real quick. Bonte, okay. East Coast fans equal, and he got the equal sign, meatheads. They just yell. Somehow, that's described as passion. And East Coast fans are like the Mona Lisa. Overrated. Oh, man. Look at you. Look at you. Look, you turned red.
You know, I mean, I get it.
Shot of Henny.
I get it. I respect the West Coast fan who acknowledges they couldn't cut it in Philly. Like, I do respect that. And I see it. And that's fine.
Stop.
Like, if you want me to be honest, guys.
I listen to the radio shows.
I prefer a West Coast sports fan to an East Coast sports fan. I just do.
We're Draymond.
But I've been called unbelievably soft. So that might be the reason why. Well, I am pretty soft. No,
you got to have a take first, but then, you know, and believe in it, and then just let the rest fall where it may.
Yep.
I'm excited for Mike.
Jack Ramsey.
Dr. Jack Ramsey.
He had one of the best coaching jobs of all time.
And that was
77 NBA Finals.
Was that Mo Lucas?
It was Bill Walton.
But Mo Lucas.
And Dave Twartzik. And Larry Gross. Bobby Gross.
Oh, man.
Lionel Hollins.
Oh, man, Lionel.
Mo Lucas. Bill Walton. Twartzik. Larry Steele. And they took down Julius Erving.
Yeah, that they
and
did.
George McGinnis. And all the guys with the ha-ha. And they beat them by going backdoor, by moving the ball.
Who was the coach
then? And by taking advantage of the Philadelphia 76ers selfishness.
Who was the coach then for Philly?
Gene Shue.
Oh, man.
I think. I don't think it was Cunningham, though.
No, it wasn't.
All right. Mike Dunleavy on the other side, GM of the Golden State Warriors, is going to be joining us, so don't go anywhere. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I can't stand to see greatness rot before my eyes.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All right, thank you. Wait. Steph Curry. Thank you, Steph.
Does greatness ever rot?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Give me an example.
Steve Carlton, hanging on late in his career.
Larry Holmes.
Exactly. Muhammad Ali.
Oh, hey.
Dude, you see him against Larry Holmes?
No, but that's at the end.
Oh, we got him?
Oh, we got him.
Oh, he's not on the board. Okay. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's welcome in Mike Dunleavy, general manager of the Golden State Warriors. Mike, thanks so much for joining us, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, you're loud and clear. Sound great. Okay. Let's start out with a fun one for you. You know, I know you had your open practice last night, and the guys obviously have to sing some songs. So I want to go back to 2003 when you were a rookie. You remember what song they made you sing?
Yeah, somebody asked me that last night. I don't think back then we were doing the singing. It wasn't until a couple years later. I just remember having to go to get Krispy Kreme donuts every single day in Oakland and bring them into practice, shoot around, whatever. And I'm not sure all but a couple donuts where every day is a whole box of donuts just sat there. One or two donuts were taken, and it was the biggest waste of time, money, and the whole deal. But you had to do your rookie duties.
Yeah, no, I get you. Mike Dunleavy joining us on 95.7 The Game, general manager of the Golden State Warriors. Mike, I'm interested. You know, you're at the start of a season, and I'm wondering, do you guys as a staff and as a front office come up with a theme or bullet points or things you're going to stress over the course of the season? Or do you just, or is it just you go out and you play and you do what Steve wants and then you kind of wing it from there?
Yeah, I mean, I think every team's different. So you have different maybe challenges and goals going into the season. I think for us this year, it's pretty clear cut, right? I mean, we want to be in the mix at the end, similar to where we were last year until Steph hurt his hamstring. We want to give these guys a shot. And I think we've done that over the course of the offseason with the moves we made, as well as the internal improvements from some of our younger players. So I don't know if that's a theme or an idea or something to live by, but that's the thing we'll be focusing on this year.
Yeah, Mike, I'm excited, and you mentioned it. I wasn't last year. I hadn't got over it because I felt like, and I told Steiny and anybody that would listen, man, if Curry could have, you know, held up in that series, who knows what we're talking about. But you put this year's team together, and when you hear a lot about the ages of Steph, Dre, and Jimmy, and then you bring in Al, how do you process that? Is that even a big deal? How do you compute that, you know, people are making kind of a big deal because it's a young guy's league?
Yeah, I mean, I would say a lot of these young guys are getting hurt, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, so yeah. I wouldn't go off of – I'm not going to overreact to the age thing, especially when our timeline is shorter than most, right? Like, we're not – if this was a 10-year build, yeah, we would have a problem with 37 and 39 and 40-year-olds. But we're trying to win this year, and that's our commitment. And so the most important thing for me on that is the players, how good they are. And those guys, as far as I know, can still play, and that's the most important thing. And do we have to monitor throughout the season their minutes and all that because of their age? Sure. But everybody's doing that across the league. There's very few guys that you can just let loose and, hey, you're playing all 82, every single back-to-back, the whole thing. So it's something we're used to. And main thing is we feel like we've got a really good team. They complement each other. It'll be a good group, and we'll see where we land.
Mike Dunleavy joining us on 95.7 The Game, general manager of the Golden State Warriors. You know, obviously, Jonathan was a big part of the offseason. You guys got him signed a week or so ago. I don't want to rehash anything that's happened because it's in the past, but what I am curious about is, like, how are you guys going to – is there any way to avoid – him, not necessarily him, but it being a distraction? Like, you know, in this league, you guys will go to LA and the writers will ask about him there. And for whatever reason, he's an important player to this fan base. And we talk about him a whole heck of a lot for whatever reason. But, like, is there any way to just get it to basketball once this season starts?
Yeah, I think that'll happen. You know, it's just, this is the nature of the business, especially in the off season. You know, you got to cover news, cover things that are going on. But once camp starts and you jump into basketball, that's what our guys are focused on. Of course, there's going to be things that come up in the season, rumors and all those things. And the players have to deal with that. So I think it's impossible to go through a season without distraction and things like that. But I don't see the JK stuff from what's happened in the offseason in terms of figuring out a contract for him carrying over to the season. That would be pretty surprising to me. I mean, he's not that type of guy. You know, we're moving forward. The rest of the team's moving forward and haven't really seen any of those things lingering thus far in camp even.
Mike, I'm so curious because, you know, we're on the outside looking in, and guys did play a big part of your success last season, Moses Moody, Pods, even Kuminga. For those guys to get to the next level, what does that look like in your mind? And how much of that is you telling them this is the direction or the way we think you should go?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it is just them continuing to be comfortable as players, with their teammates, playing with Steph, Jimmy, Draymond, those guys. There's not a whole lot for me to say specifically. I mean, we're constantly talking to them about, you know, their player development goals and things like that. But these guys are smart players. They're figuring it out. They're getting better. And if we can just continue that trajectory of having, you know, better consistency, better efficiency, like all players, in the, you know, young players in the league, I think we'll be in good shape. I mean, as much as the Jimmy addition last year, specifically Jimmy, was great for us, the thing that people don't talk about a ton is that the way that BP, Moses, QP, those guys really stepped up. Obviously, JK, when he got back from his ankle injury and in the playoffs, like, our other players played really well too, our young guys. So we're excited about that. We think they can take that next step or whatever it needs to be. And we'll just see how it goes.
Mike Dunleavy joining us on 95.7 The Game, GM of the Golden State Warriors. Let me ask you a little bit about Steve Kerr. I know a few years back he went into the season and his contract was up at the end of the season, and we asked about it and he said no big deal. And then I believe it was February you guys announced his extension, so it turned out to not be a big deal. But it's just kind of hard to not notice that Steve's up at the end of this year, but the big three are up at the end of next year. Like, is there some uncertainty about next year with Steve Kerr?
Yeah, I mean, I guess technically there is. I wouldn't really classify it as that. I mean, this isn't like a regular situation with the head coach where he's in the last year of his deal and it's maybe a lame duck situation. We know what it is with Steve. He's been here a long time. He's been an amazing part of this franchise, and as far as I'm concerned, can stay as long as he wants. We're going to give him the grace of the season and to get through it, or to go through it, some of it, to just kind of feel and see where he's at mentally, physically, and all. Huge thing. I get how it doesn't maybe line up, but it's hard to see Steve moving on or to see Steph finishing his career without Steve on the sidelines. So I think it'll all work out, but, you know, we're not going to jump into anything. You know, we're going to go on Steve's terms. And, you know, right now he just kind of, I think, wants to take it and see how the season goes, and no problem on our end.
Mike, you mentioned Steph, and all the Dub Nation is, you know, wanting to know what's a reasonable expectation, you know, from the chef, specifically at age 38.
Yeah, I mean, what's to say this guy's going to slow down? I mean, I think people have been predicting a fall off the last three or four seasons, and he hasn't done that. So we're, you know, we're expecting more of the same. We don't take it for granted, that's for sure. But the way this guy takes care of himself, his skill level, his dedication and passion for the game, we think he's got at least another year, two, three, whatever it may be in him. Certainly this year, though.
Mike Dunleavy joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's the general manager of the Golden State Warriors. We had a long and spirited conversation yesterday about Brandon Pajemski. And he told Nick Friedell, you know, he wants to be here. He wants to be part of that next generation of Warriors. He wants to, you know, take the keys from Steph and Jimmy and Draymond. And some of the reaction was a little bit surprising, kind of like, relax, Brandon, you know, there's plenty of time for that. Where are you guys in terms of your view on Brandon Pajemski as an organization, and, you know, just his gung-ho attitude about wanting to be here? Do you ever have to tell him, you know, settle down a little bit? It'll all come to you.
Yeah, I think we like his ambition overall, right?
That's what I'm asking.
That's kind of part of the reason it makes him good. Yeah, I mean, that's, he believes in himself. You know, he goes out there and shows it every night. And so on the whole, I like to see that. And as far as the future goes, it's so much of it is hard. It's so hard to predict. I think from his standpoint, or any of our young players' standpoint, who knows how good these guys are going to be? All we can be the best they can be, and we'll see where the chips fall. But you know, we love having BP. He's been an integral part of our team the last couple of years, as has some of these other young guys that we've drafted in the first round, second round, picked up undrafted, whatever it may be. We feel good about our young group, and it's just, but who knows, like 5 years from now, what any of this is going to look like. So we just want to focus on this year, you know, putting together the best team we can do. and you know, we'll kind of cross the bridge of everything else as it goes.
I love it. Mike, I got to give you some love, and it goes back to last year because, I mean, you were a champion for to bring Jimmy in here. You played with him. You brought him in here. I mean, amazing returns early. Were you shocked that, you know, it happened so quick? And also, what can we expect as Warrior fans with a whole year of Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was, I didn't really have a amount of wins or record in mind once we acquired Jimmy. I think the main thing was, like, I think this guy can get us into the postseason and give us a chance. And as many games as we won, we were still in the play-in. You know, we were the seventh seed, but we advanced, and we advanced in the first round. And then obviously Steph had his injury, but we're excited about a full year with Jimmy, 82 games. He's come in incredibly motivated, in great shape. And it's just nice going into the season knowing we have a sort of a pecking order with our roster, with Steph, Jimmy, Draymond, so on and so forth. So we really like this team and just really excited to have Jimmy, you know, for a full 82 this season.
Mike Dunleavy joining us on 95.7 The Game, GM of the Golden State Warriors. I want to... You know, obviously we talk about the 49ers and other sports here, and right now they have a starting quarterback, Brock Purdy, who's hurt, and Kyle Shanahan's got to figure out who to play, and we're talking about, you know, whose decision it is and how the how an organization comes to that decision. I mean, you're a team that's going to have to make those kind of decisions with a lot of your players, the veteran-type players. Can you share some insight into how a decision gets made about when you're going to play a Curry, Draymond, or Butler one night, and when you may not play him one night? What goes into that, and whose decision is it finally?
Yeah, it's very complex. I mean, we look at everything from the medical side, the performance data. We look at past priors. We talk to the players to get a sense of how they're feeling, where they're at. We consider the opponent we're playing against. We consider our own team. I mean, it's endless the amount of things we take in, lessening the load or things like that. Ultimately, you know, Steve and I kind of make the call. He's the coach, so he's in charge of the lineups and game flow. So I really got to rely on him. But, you know, together we come to that decision with the player and with Rick Celebrini, who runs our performance group. Everybody kind of puts in their two cents, and, you know, we come up with a call. And for the most part, I think it's gone pretty well the last few years.
Mike, you guys bring in Al, and, you know, myself from afar, I'm thinking, okay, maybe you can alleviate Dre at the five all the time, but can you speak to Dre and just him at that position and how much you guys would like to see him play at the five spot?
Yeah, I think we want to find the right balance. You know, you don't want Draymond out there all the time playing the five, banging against some of these big guys in the league. But at the same time, when he plays the five, it's a pretty unique lineup we can throw out there. I think last year, that group, when he was starting at center and Jimmy at the four, I think we turned teams over about 20% of possessions, which, you know, is number one in the league, and just really unique defensive group. So we don't want to lean on it too heavily, but we know we can go to it. And bringing in a guy like Horford, the development of QP, Trace, guys like that, I think we've got a lot of ways to play in the front court and go big, go small, do what we have to do. And that's what we like with this team, the optionality.
Mike, what was it about D'Anthony Melton last year that made such an impression on you guys in just six games?
A lot of times it's hard for guys to fit in. Steve, coaches, the way Steph and Draymond play, and it just seemed like in that short time, D'Anthony fit in so well. His ability to play both ends, be disruptive, get in the ball, handle the ball a little bit, make shots, make the right plays. Everything just seems so seamless. And when that happens, it's pretty rare here. So, you know, unfortunately he got hurt, but, you know, kind of the day we traded him, I think we all put a pin in as far as, hey, if we get an opportunity to bring this guy back at some point, it would be really good. And we were fortunate enough to do it this summer. And, you know, he's getting through the last stages of his rehab, and we hope to see him out on the court soon.
Yeah, I know, you guys – Steve talked about, you know, Moody on the ball, and Jonathan can obviously play on the ball. Is Melton like your best on-ball defender, do you think, or one of them?
Yeah. I mean, I think in terms of the backcourt, right? Yeah. You know, I think his ability to pick up full and just guard kind of the player lead ball handler is a role that he's going to be able to take on. When you get start getting into bigger players front court wise, that's probably a different ball game. But you know, DeAnthony's pretty unique in his ability to guard the ball, but also be disruptive. I mean, elite shot blocker, the guard position.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right.
Lost.
Yeah, we're losing you, Mike. Sorry about that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, we just lost you for a little bit. You're back now. Go ahead.
Where'd you guys lose me?
You know what? Let's say goodbye. Something's wrong. Appreciate your time,
Mike.
Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. You just went a little funky, but
yeah, we got you.
You sounded fine.
Sorry. The clouds must have come over us and no go. Anyway, thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you, Mike. Take care, buddy. All right. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
What?
The
you caught what I caught? Did you catch what I caught?
The one about Kerr is the one that stood out to me.
Oh no, yeah. What about Melton? You see hear what he said about Melton?
It was kind of going in and out on me.
He said he came here for a short period of time and he fit right in. That's kind of rare here.
Oh, wow. Okay, so, I got you. He like got it on the fly.
No, I mean, I think they view Melton as an Otto Porter, the elites, Livingston, mm-hmm. Barbosa.
Man, you could keep going.
Type of guy. Yeah. So that's a guy I'm kind of interested in, Melton.
I am, too. And that's what I was going to – when can we expect him, though, Stani, you think? That's and also question, the right? Seth Curry. I got a headache with the – what is it? The what's the term for
exhibition? Exhibit 9, I think. I was going to ask Mike about it.
So was I. Oh, man.
But then I just
but
didn't.
But the Kerr comment, what did you make of that? I thought he was just going to give us the, like, now I feel like, huh. And, you know, Team USA has a new coach, right? Spoelstra. So it's no longer Kerr, but Stania, I think there was some meat on that bone.
I don't think Kerr's going to be the coach next year.
Man.
That's just my feeling.
I would call you crazy before that answer, but man.
I mean, okay, let's just take it logically. Do you believe Mike Dunleavy when he says Steve can coach here as long as he wants?
I do believe that.
Okay. Well, then why wouldn't he sign a contract to coach next year right now?
Now, there's another side to this, the most important side. What if Kerr is, you know, in the ninth inning, like,
that's what
I've done it all?
That's what I'm thinking.
These guys are getting younger, and, you know, they might need a new Steve Kerr.
That's what I think he's thinking. I do.
But the crazy part about that to me is I don't know what's next. I got to go here. Where's the boss at, Stani? The Kuminga component. Like,
well, go ahead.
You're telling me there might be a new captain of the ship, am I so sure I want to dip?
Yes. I can't make a coaching decision because of Jonathan Kuminga. I'm sorry. He's not LeBron James. He's not Tim Duncan.
Wow.
He's not Giannis. And we got to get this guy on the same page with the cut.
But could you see how a fan could fantasize or think about, wow, okay. You know, you look at Mac Jones and what he was in New England, a different system. Look at Mac Jones with the tutelage of Kyle. I'm just saying.
You're going to hate to hear this, but I believe that if Steve Kerr were not the coach of this team, but they still had Butler, Green, and Curry, that the new coach, whoever it would be, would run into some of the same issues with Kuminga. And the reason is because if the big three are still functioning, then the team is going to be all about them. And no coach, whether it's his first year or not, is going to come in and say, "Hey, Steph, Dre, and Jimmy, I'm pretty much here to usher in the Kuminga era," because he had trouble with it's going to always be about Curry, Butler, and Draymond as long as they're here, no matter who the coach is.
And I hear that and I understand it, but I guess my point was there's more than one way to skin a cat. And what if there was a way to suffice Kuminga to where the mesh or the gelling could be more seamless than it seems like it is? Maybe that would be enough.
See,
but that was interesting. Man. He was, wow, I didn't expect that.
I think that I don't think he's going to be the coach next year. I think there's something to San Antonio.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Wow, man.
I don't even know the coach's name, but he's the young coach after Popovich.
And Pop is still involved there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
415 says Steve Kerr has to line his contract up with Steph. It's going to happen. Well, you might be right. It happened before.
It did.
He's gone into a year exactly like this before. I want to say it was 19, but I'm not. Or 20, maybe 21. I don't know. But went into the year this way, and they got something done in February. So I am convinced it's not a big deal to Steve Kerr.
Yeah, no, he said
doesn't
as
have
much.
A con-
no
like,
doubt.
So he's sitting pretty.
Yeah. The last extension he signed was in February of 2024.
Yes. So it was much more recent than I thought.
And what about Mike's role in bringing Jimmy here? I mean, that was a roll of the dice, and man, it seems like it was a grand slam.
Yeah, I mean, I'd forgotten he played with Butler in Chicago late in his career, and Butler was early in his career. All right. Oh, no. Goo.
What happened? Really bothers me.
I know, but
somebody
I don't care.
Somebody so smart, somebody that always has something bothering them.
No, but there's nothing bugging me right
layup.
Now. There's nothing real bugging me right now.
But what about from last week? You know, all my stuff that bugs me, I just put them in a mental Rolodex.
I always forget.
Oh, you're getting old.
Yeah, I know. You ain't kidding.
Yeah, I'm right behind you. Well,
you don't have any. Oh God!
What?
If I had a dollar for every time in the last 2 years I've heard we talked about this.
Well, you came in.
I'm like, when?
All right, real quick, Saturday. You came in the other day and you were going off on something in the bathroom here. So maybe that could be what's bugging.
Wait, what?
Remember you came in, Willard and I, when you interrupted our conversation. You went off. Maybe that could be what's bugging you.
Maybe.
Yeah. You forgot that, huh?
No, I remembered that, but that might
Move to next week.
I don't want to get I don't want to get the powers that be upset. All right, we've got crossover coming up next. That means Willard and Dibbs in the house. Mm-hmm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.